Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, I was sitting at home, didn't know what to do. Turned on the radio, that's when it came through. A little R&B and hip hop too. There was a song just something that I commit to. The dark, cause it's nothing else, so it's chilling right now, so don't go nowhere. Just sit back and relax, and you play. Cause we got you, D-Slay, a.k.a. Woo. This is the old shop right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And you can also follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show, all together, DHOURSHOW at Twitter. Definitely make sure you guys check us out. And if you're tuning in right now, you can always talk to your boy D Slate live all the time during the D Hour Show. Just log into the chat room. D Slate will be in the chat room as well. You know, your boy will be in the chat room talking it up, chatting it up with the peeps. The peeps, the listeners, the audience, the supporters, everybody that likes to listen to the D Hour Show, we like to call them the D Team. So thank you to the D Team for hanging out with us tonight on this lovely edition of Celebrity Thursday. So thank you guys, absolutely. And you can always tune into the D Hour Show now, this month, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and also starting next month, we will be broadcasting every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So make sure you guys keep it locked, keep tuning. You know, we'll definitely give you guys more information on our new shows that's going to be airing on Sunday and Monday. Our Sunday show dedicated to inspirational individuals, dedicated to Christians, you know, dedicated to those that love gospel music. You know, our Sunday show, the Covenant Cafe. And also on Monday, our Monday show dedicated to all that's creative, you know, poetry, music, you know, so many different things, acting, so many different things. And that show will be the I Got Something to Say show. So make sure you guys definitely on Monday. So make sure you guys definitely keep your tune, keep your ears locked for that. You know, we'll be giving you guys all the information about that. And tonight, it's Celebrity Thursday. What? You heard what I said. It's Celebrity Thursday. If you don't believe me, go smack your mama and she'll tell you what I'm talking about. No, don't go smack your mama because she'll beat your ass. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't smack your mama. And you'll be like, this lady told me to smack my mama. No, don't do that. Don't do that. You'll get beat down. You know, if she real, you'll get beat down. Now, what we got real for you right now, we got hits. We got hits. We're going to start it off with my girl Charlize with Hollywood. Then my man, we got my man D Chavo coming in after that with Bright Lights. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday. Time for the hits. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it locked. We got Kim Yarbrough coming up in a little bit. Little bit, The Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Charlize with Hollywood.
Let my top back. do not. I own the club. VIP, no ID. BRB, G2G, gotta get to the bread. Grand for the weed, let them know I'm ahead. Rapunzel, spent the bundle. Smoking hot, where my lungs go. The Holly Berry of Hollywood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Tag me with a bad B. Facebook, yo, look at my rim in hair. My damn air, I'm on the air. I'm in the air, I'm feeling good. I'm looking better. Friday boys in the hood try and get up. Who gon' see me? Line them up. Lioness, jungle punch. That candy lady, my Duke zone. I'm off the porch, that breeze gone. I'm frame zone when the sun's gone. Gucci girl, thin the thing. Hood demeanor, in between. On the block with the crown, I'm such a queen.
Allow me to introduce y'all to my homie, De Chavo. The best that ever did it and got away with it.
Everybody round town, they know who we are. Top shelf, nigga, ain't nothing but me regular. Cutting $1 million deals up on that cellular. Flashy lifestyle, close your eyes and picture me. Pushing foreign V's and rocking Christian Louis V's. Street approved, so I rock and rep that silver bag. I even got some 28s up on that Maybach. Sipping pina colada, eating something that's proper. Spanish girl on my lap, she be calling me papa. She be draped in that Prada, love that when I'm inside her. I tell her ain't no outer, she love me like a father. I'm the Chavo, man, that means money, man. It ain't for me in a week to spend $100,000. Please believe me, man, I seen it, homie, done it all. I'm a true definition of a real boss.
For the done, call me young boss for all the that I run. Ready for the world, earth, wind, and fire. Wow. 5-year run, now the kid can retire. Woo. Ball like the best, I'm a true all-star. Jumping out fresh, people know who we are. Call me hood rich, and I take it how it come. Blue and white diamonds got me shining like the sun. Woo. Taking vacation, 7 days on the ocean. Bad Brazilian rub me down with the lotion. Live every day like it's probably my last. Can't take this with me, so I blow money fast. Yeah. Diamonds and pearls for my precious little girl. My eat greedy get to fly across the world. Everything free and it's all on me. This the life and bright lights is all I can see. She.
I'm the word around town, but I don't hear it cause I'm downtown, underground, eating 5-star meals, trying to gain a couple pounds with a 5-star chick, sipping wine a couple rounds. The bartender sexy, she feeling my style. I'm feeling the smile and I think that she may be wild. I'm hardly ever nervous, I stay in front of a crowd. People looking at me funny, it may be cause of the loud. Kush cologne scent, they're pushing long scent. Say what you want about me, you can put your
speaking out, I'd rather let the song vanish. Take the right amount of words and not the wrong content. The weather feel good, temperature quite right. You really wanna see the city take a night flight, so you can see the different colors like a night bright. We call it the triple D, big builders and bright lights. We'll be right back.
have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. It's the D Howard Show on Block Talk Radio. It's Celebrity Thursday. It's your boy D Slate. Got my girl C Sharp in the building. We're playing all the hits right now. You know how we do it. That was D Woods, formerly of the group Danity Kane, with her solo hit, Lady in the Street. Before that was my man D Chava with Bright Lights, and then my girl Sherlise with Hollywood. Doing it like that right here on the D Howard Show, getting it in for the fit ins. You know how we do it. C Sharp, what's going on?
Man, I'm doing my thing. I'm having a good time. Ain't nothing going on. It's Thursday. Ever since yesterday, I was thinking it was Friday. I woke up yesterday, like, it's Friday. Thank you, it's Wednesday. I woke up this morning, it's Friday. Oh, man, it's Thursday. So tomorrow I'll get to wake up, and it's going to be Friday. So I'm excited. 3 days weekend, Wednesday. Man. I'm excited. I'm glad.
So on Wednesday and Thursday, you were just disappointed that it wasn't Friday.
Yeah, man, I was alone. I'm like, it's only been 3 days in a week? Oh, my gosh. This is the longest week in the history of weeks. I'm going to just tell you that.
Well, that's all right, though. You know, Friday's coming up for you tomorrow, so you'll be able to wake up tomorrow morning and be glad it's Friday, you know.
Man, I can't wait.
Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's about time for us to go ahead and introduce our guest for tonight. Since her phenomenal and captivating splash on season 2 of NBC's hit TV show The Voice, the world now knows the diva born with a silver mic in her mouth. Her vocals have been compared to the likes of Jennifer Hudson and Chaka Khan, but she has definitely carved her own impression into the minds and hearts of fans, celebrities, and legends the world over. Cheryl Lee Ralph has dubbed her Little Aretha. The late Tina Marie called her voice the truth, and Christina Aguilera pronounced her as a force to be reckoned with, a quadruple threat, vocalist, actor, dancer, and violinist. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to the lovely Miss Kim Yarbrough.
Hello, everybody. Hi, D Slade. What's up?
Hey, Kim. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Busy, busy, busy.
I know. You've been pretty busy. And, you know, now I noticed, too, and that's definitely one I want to get into before we talk about The Voice, but I noticed that you've done some other great things. I mean, you know, actress, you know, you've done some movies, TV shows. I mean, I saw some, you know, what you did on Disney and, you know, a few other great TV shows. And, you know, how's the acting thing going for you right now?
Yeah, you know, by trade, I am a television actress. I was doing that before I got on The Voice. And, you know, had started maybe a couple of years, 3 years before I got on The Voice, making a pretty good career at being a TV actress. And, you know, still doing that, went back to doing that after The Voice. It's been a funny thing. The acting really has provided more income than that of a singer. So, you know, I'm just going with whatever is working at the moment. I'm definitely going to be getting back into that. I've done a few auditions. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen some of your work. I also saw that you also did an episode of Bones with David Boreanaz.
Everybody's always surprised about that episode. I got some tweets about that today.
It was pretty good. I liked it. I mean, I like David Boreanaz. He's one, you know, he's a really good actor. What was it like working with him?
You know, it was, I really, he's very quiet. He's a very quiet actor. He's to himself a lot on the set. I mean, very nice guy, but he's just really, really serious about his craft. I really love that about him. And he and Emily Deschanel were both very nice, very kind. She's a little bit more talkative than he is, though.
Right.
But it was a great experience.
Maybe he was still channeling the character of Angel when he was on the Angel TV show. So, you know.
We watched that faithfully.
I think he was just trying to remember his lines.
Right.
And I am not mad at him for that. I really cannot be mad at him for that.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we're going to talk, The Voice. I mean, hit TV show right now. Great ratings this season. You had some incredible talent like yourself on the show this season. How has that experience with The Voice been for you so far?
Oh, my God. The Voice has been the best experience of my life, hands down. Nothing could compare to the exhilaration that I had when I was on the show. And still, right now, because I still, you know, interact with a lot of the artists and contestants from the show, from season two. And, you know, it feels kind of weird getting recognized. I went to see Queen Latifah the other night. It was a whole picture-taking extravaganza before I could even get to my seat.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, kind of weird, but it's, you know, it's kind of fun. It's fun. This is, you know, this is what I've dreamed, you know, making a career as a singer and as an entertainer. So I'm living my dream. I cannot complain.
Now, I know that, a couple of things. Oh, man, I have so many things I wanted to say about The Voice. But I know that, your performance with, Tell Me Something Good, which is what we're going to play tonight for the audience.
Oh, good.
But,
thank you.
Incredible performance. Everybody's has compared you a lot with Chaka Khan. How do you feel about that when you hear people saying that they're comparing you to such a big legend like that?
You know, I remember when I was a little kid watching Soul Train, and I saw this band on stage on TV. I'm sitting on my mom's bed, and I see this lady with this long hair, this voluptuous girl with these fringe things on. She looks like she just came off of a reservation, and I'm like, who is this woman? Who is she? And she sang her heart out, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I want to perform like her. I want to be like her.
Absolutely.
And I guess, you know, I haven't gone after that. I'm not trying to be Chaka Khan. I'm trying to be Kim.
Right. That's right.
But I guess subconsciously, she made an impression on me. Subconsciously, she made an impression. And yeah, I do get that, you know, I look like her occasionally, but I'm just trying to do Kim, and I'm very flattered that people would compare me to one of my idols.
Absolutely. Now she was actually on American Idol last night performing. Did you get a chance to see her performance?
I did not, but everybody has seen that red carpet dress that she. That red carpet dress and all the weight that she has lost. I'm just so happy for her. Yeah.
Me too. I was very happy when I heard about it. She looks great. Absolutely great.
Yeah, she looks fantastic, and you know, still working it, still doing it to death. I actually saw her open for Prince, I think about a year ago when Prince was here in LA, and yeah, she's always been fantastic in my book, and she still is. Love her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now I have my co-host C-Sharp, and C Sharp, you want to talk to Kim? What do you have to say about Kim?
Hey, C-Sharp.
Hey, Kim, man, when you stepped on that stage, I was like, I know she's going to blow. I could just see it. I could see it in her face. And sure enough, you did. And I was like, just pick her. Somebody pick, turn around. They did. And I was just so excited to see you, to see somebody like that. And then to also, the reason why I like The Voice is because there's no age limit. You know what I mean? Like American Idol,
yeah,
which is a show that I really do love. But the fact that, and you said something in one of your interviews about just because you're not, you know, a young 20 teen or whatever, oh, does not mean you need to, you have to stop reaching for your dreams. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and be that pharmacist. I wanted to be all my little. But it's just, it gives you, it inspires you, especially for somebody who, you know, you want to do something and there's an age limit, especially entertainment and singing. And I was just like applauding you to when you said that. And then when
you
were as successful as you were on the show, I was just like, that's just inspiring. I bet you it inspired a lot of people to want to audition
for
The Voice for next season.
Yeah, there was a point, it was so funny, the night they aired my blind audition, my friend Sherry called me and said, Kim, your age is trending on Twitter. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, great, thank you. But,
that is awesome.
It was after that point that I realized, okay, Kim, this is much bigger than you, because then I started to get emails and tweets and messages from all over the world, from Russia and from South Africa and Denmark and
wow,
Brazil, saying thank you for never giving up. I'm 42,
mm-hmm,
and I'm still, you know, thank you for not giving up on your dream. I'm 52, and I just started a new career as a firefighter, and you've given me inspiration. So it was at that point I realized, wow, this has transcended Kim Yarbrough. This is giving a message to the world, and I do not mind being the messenger. I really don't. The thing is I don't think about how old I am. I don't think about how young I am. I don't think about, you know, my age at all. In a couple of the press junkets, they ask, well, how do you feel being the oldest contestant on the show? And
yeah,
I never really thought about that. I don't go around every day thinking, oh, my God, I'm the age I am. I just do what I do, and I don't believe in limitations.
That's
so
good. That was very, very good and inspiring. And another question I have was, we actually have someone that we know that was on the show this season with you. His name is Jesse Campbell. We actually went to the same high school. Yeah, and when we saw him, it's so funny because his sister and I are friends. We actually went to grade school, high school, and college together. We picked the college together to room together in college.
Wow.
And she sent the stuff out, and it was just funny because I remember being little, going over to their house, and everybody in their family can sing, like every except one brother. And
I am
listen,
not surprised.
He's probably going to be so upset. But when I saw that and just that his talent and your talent, I was just like, that's the stuff that people want to see, because nowadays you on the radio and the mainstream, it's just not really singing. And that's the thing that I really like about The Voice, and then even seeing you on the show it's really inspiring in that way, as well as, you know, keeping going for your dreams no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are. But how was it actually working with him?
It was great working with Jesse. I have been knowing Jesse for about 10 years. I think we
wow,
first met in 2003 when my choir, I attend Understanding Principles for Better Living Church, where the Reverend Della Reese Lett is the minister and the founder. And I met him when my choir, my church choir, did some type of gospel explosion concert. And Jesse was a guest on our concert, and it was then I was introduced to him back in 2003, 2004, and I hadn't seen him in a few years, and when I saw him, they narrowed the choices from 100,000 people that auditioned for The Voice last year, they narrowed it down to 200 to audition
wow,
for the producers, And Jesse was in that group of 200, and we were stationed at a hotel, and I saw him walking around the lobby, and I said, there's Jesse. Oh, my God, is he a contestant? And so we chatted for a minute and, you know, got reacquainted, and I was just, I was glad to see him. So, yeah, we bonded after that. We had breakfast together a couple of times and, you know, walked to the bank together and, you know, just he's really, really a good guy, a good guy. And as a matter of fact, a few Sundays ago, our minister, my minister, Della Reese, had a Let's Love Kim and Jesse Sunday. And it, the whole service was dedicated to us and the message. And he sang a couple of songs and I sang a couple of songs. And, you know, everybody was glad to see us and happy for us. And, yeah, we may have a concert coming up, Jesse and I, but don't quote me on it. It's still being talked about.
That would really, really be awesome. One more question. How is the process for The Voice? So you said there was like 100,000. Like, what is the process? Like, how did you audition and then get to the point where you go to the blind audition to audition for the coaches?
Well, I, you know, of course you can go to the cattle call. I was determined I wasn't going to do that. I have been doing cattle call for 10 years, and I decided I'd done my last one 2 years ago, and I just wasn't going to do it. My friends were calling saying, oh, Kim, come down to the forum with us and, you know, audition with 30,000 other folks that day, and I'm like, nah, I'm good, thanks. And so I just, you know, I decided I wasn't going to do it, and then I looked in my email one day, a little cabaret show, a little open mic show that I had done a couple of times said, oh, we've been contacted by The Voice, the new show on NBC, you know, send some of your singers this way for an audition, and they did. And so I was able to get an appointment through that because I was determined I wasn't going to camp out and sing to, you know, some 20-somethings who are texting while I'm singing. I was just determined I wasn't going to do that. And so, yeah, it was definitely, for me, it was definitely a divine appointment because I didn't do anything but just show up. And after that, I had to go through 3 auditions to get to the blind auditions.
Wow.
Yeah, the 200 of us that they chose from the 100,000 that submitted or that auditioned had to audition for Mark Burnett, Carson Daly, and the other executive producers.
Wow.
And from that group, I think they chose like 130 to, you know, audition for the chairs.
Wow, that's really cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a very cool process. I enjoyed every minute of it.
I think that's amazing to you know, as, you know, for a talent, also for a singer, with your talent, but also to be able to audition, you know, with so many, and then to be a part of, you know, to be the last few standing, you know, on the show, you know, to be the last 10 or 15 or 20, you know, out of, you know, hundreds and thousands of auditions. So I think that's great, and I think that that's an incredible feat for yourself to be able to accomplish out of so many different people.
I feel very blessed. I feel, like I said, it was a divine appointment. Things weren't going too well for me prior to my audition for The Voice. And I thought, oh, dear God, what is going to happen next? What is going to become of me? What am I going to do? And, you know, I was told, I'm a very spiritual person, and I was told in no uncertain terms spiritually that my life would get better on September 1st of 2011. And I just thought that meant, okay, you know, things are going to be a little bit easier for me. I'm not going to have so many ups and downs. I had no idea that meant my life was going to change completely. And September 1st was my very first audition for The Voice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's definitely amazing. A divine appointment.
Absolutely. Well, I know the Lord has definitely blessed you with an amazing opportunity, and we're blessed to definitely be able to have you join us tonight. So, do you have a little time to hang out with us tonight?
I have a little bit of time. Yes, it depends on how much juice I have left on my phone.
ladies and gentlemen. It's the D Hour Show on Block Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday, with the fantastic Kim Yarbrough. We're going to play her song, the one everybody heard on The Voice. If you didn't get a chance to, you're going to hear it right now with her rendition of Tell Me Something Good right here on the D Hour Show on Block Talk Radio. Kim, go ahead and introduce your song to everybody.
This is Tell Me Something Good, written by Stevie Wonder and sung by Chaka Khan and me.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's the D Hour Show at Blog Talk Radio. We got more with Kim Yarbrough when we get back. We're also going to go to the phone lines. Looks like we got some callers that want to talk to Kim as well. D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Kim Yarbrough with her rendition of Tell Me Something Good.
Flashback from like 1978 when Chaka Khan was with Rufus. okay?
Oh, my God, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, you have such an incredible voice and such raw talent. So I am a huge fan even more now, Kim. So welcome and thank you so much for blessing us with your talent. Oh, my God,
I'm just looking at you. Thank you so much. Fabulous. Thank you very much.
Yes. Awesome.
I'm glad to hear that because, you know, as I was saying earlier, I was transfixed to the television. I was glued to the television the very first time I saw Chaka Khan perform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it was I don't think she was doing this song. I think she was doing Once You Get Started with Rufus on Soul Train.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hello,
yeah.
And Hollywood, and oh my God, yeah, I'm such a huge fan. So definitely, like remnant of even last night on American Idol when Jennifer Holliday performed with the young lady, she will probably remember that for the rest of her life. And when we emulate necessarily musical icons, that's one thing, but when you make a song your own, that's a whole different discussion in itself. So you made that song your own, yes, of course, written by Stevie Wonder and performed originally by Chaka Khan, but I'm telling you, I am a huge fan, hands
down.
Thank you
so much. That's always a great compliment that, you know, you can make a song your own. I had a three-girl group back, I don't know, maybe about seven, eight years ago, and I would always tell them, you know, yes, we're doing other people's songs. We don't have a hit record yet, but take the songs that you've been given and make the audience forget who sang it before.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was always our rule of thumb, to you know, sing it so that you can't remember. Like, you know, a lot of songs that Luther Vandross sang, nobody, I mean, it's a shame, but nobody remembers that Karen Carpenter originally did one of his songs, or Barbara Streisand did one of his songs. So, and Chaka has a knack for that, for making you forget who sang the song in the first place once she got a hold of it.
Absolutely. Covers, basically, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. Kim, I actually got a surprise for you on the phone lines right now. So we're gonna go to the phone.
Don't tell me it's Jesse.
No, we're gonna go to the phone lines. We got a surprise for you. We're gonna go to the phone lines real quick. Caller 323. Tell me what's your name. Where you calling from? You're on the D. Albert Show with Kim Yarbrough.
Uh oh, caller.
Okay. One.
Oh. Hello. 323-293. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? Welcome to the D. Albert Show.
All right. How are you?
We're good. What's your name? You're on with Kim Yarbrough right now. Go ahead and let her know who you are.
Hey, Kim Yarbrough. This is Larry Flash Jenkins.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Larry.
How are you? I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much, darling. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm keeping a close eye on you and stuff, my star pupil.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I just want you to know I've always been a big fan of yours, as you know, and I'm always keeping a close eye on you. And anytime
you
get anything, you know the way, you know to pick up the phone.
And thank you for your support, and thank you for watching the show, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing and stuff, and you know, I got some things coming up. I want you in as well. You know, I've been a huge fan of Kim. She's one of the greatest vocalists out there.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry, and I really appreciate all the opportunities that you have provided in working with you. And I'm down whenever you need me. I'm down.
Okay, baby,
give me a
I'll
call.
Keep you posted. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Larry. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye, Larry.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to...
Wow.
You know, Kim, what was it like working with Adam Levine and being a part of the, you know, so many, because, you know, the group that he had and a lot of the other groups, you know, were, it was almost, I would call them like eclectic groups. I mean, it was different types of singers, all meshed up into it's in different groups. You know, what was it like with the group you were in and working with Adam Levine?
You know, working with Adam was very easy. Adam is a sweetheart. He likes, I mean, he definitely has definite ideas about things. But, you know, he wants everybody to be happy with the decisions that are made. And he's easy to work with. He's fun. Of course, you know, everybody and their dog thinks he is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a plus. I always felt like one of the luckiest girls in America being on Adam's team because, you know, everybody was like, oh, my God, you get to hug Adam. I'm so jealous. So it was great working with him. He's definitely a genius. He's a workaholic, and I mean that in a good way. He's always concerned about the work. How can I get better? And I think that was the truth with a lot of people on our team. We were all kind of perfectionists in a way. And even when it's really good or when it's really great, we still got to work on it some more and try to make sure that it's even better. And, you know, we didn't have any pinheads on our team. Everybody
wow.
Everybody got along. Everybody was cool and even-tempered. And, you know, I miss my team members, Pip and Tony Luca and Katrina and, you know, Matai. I miss all those people. I really do.
Well, I know I'm pretty sure C-Sharp and Ms. Chavis would probably like to know this as well. I think my biggest question for you is, how did you feel about your elimination? And then also, what did you think about Jesse's elimination?
I know that a lot of people were angry. They voiced it to me when I got eliminated and when Jesse got eliminated. But, you know, it's just how it goes. I know that it's a competition, but I think what people also forget that it's also a television show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a television show designed for entertainment. And if you that truth close to you going in, you know that all of the cards are falling where they're supposed to fall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's true.
I felt like I left at just the right time because if I had gone any further, it probably wouldn't have benefited me any more than it has right now. If I were to go forward, I would either want it to have been the winner or the top four. Otherwise, it wouldn't have benefited me anymore to go any further.
Mm.
So I am grateful for the exposure that I got, the exposure that I received on the show. And, you know, you can't ask for more than being treated like a superstar from the very beginning. And that's the way they treated all 200 of us from the very beginning. Because, you know, a lot of the people that came are professionals. We've been doing this a while. People came in with 50,000 Facebook and Twitter fans. People came in with merchandising deals that they had to kind of try to work around. People came in with previous record deals.
Yep.
So, you know, it was just great working with a bunch of true artists and true professionals.
Well, I mean, I was very disappointed. To be honest with you, with Jermaine Paul still being in it, that was probably one of the reasons why I still kept watching it. But I just felt like, my personal opinion, I just felt like you and Jesse staying in the show would have made it a lot more exciting.
Yes.
Well, that's not the first time I've heard that, and thank you very much.
Yeah, it would have made
ditto,
it a lot more exciting.
Ditto over here.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Adam did say at one point, you know, Jesse's the guy to beat. And then the very next night or the very next week, I believe, he was eliminated. So,
yeah,
you know,
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, that kind of threw everybody for a loop. But, you know, I went on the Today Show the day after my elimination. And
I remember
Kathy.
That.
Yeah, Kathy Lee Gifford said to me, she said, remember Jennifer Hudson was considered a cast off the one time. So, and then went back to American Idol and did a fabulous performance. What was it, last month?
Yep.
Mhm. And so, you know, I do not fear for the future. I know that everything's going to be fine, and, you know, boo hoo. I just go back to my wonderful career as a TV actress. Boo hoo.
Right.
And a great career it is. And a great career
yes.
it is.
Yes. I mean, I am very aware. What's that?
I want to interject for just a moment, if I may be able to do so. Kim, while you're up here, I wanted to say I had no voice after watching your elimination on The Voice. You get it? Because I was screaming profusely at the freaking television, like, really? Are you serious? Okay. And I'm off this soapbox. Thank you.
Well, you know, I kind of figured, I mean, Jimmy Fallon asked me, Kim, were you surprised that you weren't, like, in the top three? And I said, no, not really. I felt it coming. I was watching the iTunes numbers the night before, and a few people charted number one, number two, number four, and I charted 177 out of 200, which was good for Rolling in the Deep. But, you know, I knew it didn't get the numbers that it was going to take to go forward. And so by the time I hit the stage, I knew that I knew the hammer was coming down. I felt it coming. I felt it coming.
Well, you know, Kim, I do agree with the Today Show, and I think that when you, especially when you think about American Idol, I mean, when you think about a lot of the winners in the past season, I mean, it's probably only a handful of them who are pretty successful right now. A lot of the ones that are really big were eliminated early in the competition. So
yeah,
I think
look at Clay Aiken. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, look at Chris Daughtry. You know, look at you know, so many of them who are eliminated beforehand, and they're doing wonderful right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not worried. I had a great career before The Voice. Now it's even better, and I'm very grateful to all the wonderful people on the show, and Mark Burnett for choosing me to be on the show. So, yeah, I really have no complaints.
Now, Kim, my last question for you is, you know, look at some of the, you know, and at any age, looking at some of the artists out there who want to make it in music, and they want to be singers, and they want to be in the entertainment business, and they want to be so great, you know, in this music industry. And you've taken, you know, all the necessary steps you've taken to be where you are right now. So those individuals that want to strive, that's striving and want to be in music, what advice do you give them?
I would say go for the wow factor. Whatever that means for you, whatever makes you feel like you came off stage and you gave a wow performance, whatever that means. I know that's like apples and oranges, and everybody's different and everybody has a different style, but whatever that means within your parameters, if you feel like every time you come off stage you perform like it's the last time you were going to do so, then you know, you can look yourself in the face at the end of the day and say, I did good today. I did great today. I would say, if you're going to do this business, it has to be so in your blood that you just can't give up.
Absolutely.
And keep honing your craft. No matter how good you think it is, keep working. Yeah. It can always be better. It can always be better.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ms. Fabulous, you have any closing comments for Kim?
Absolutely. And I just kind of want to piggyback off what she said. She kind of sparked an interest. A great point, that you're not going to always succeed. The late, great Aaliyah, you know, said it best in her song lyrics. When you first see you don't succeed, you know, pick yourself up or brush yourself off and try again. And in this industry, there's no business like show business. And, you know, and there's a reason, a season, and a lifetime for everything happening. So we feel like in our time that we should be on top and we should be far along than what we are. But it's something called Kairos time. and we have no control over that. So, you know, if you're an artist, you have to perfect your true artistry, and the most important arduous task in the industry is continuation and also consistency. So,
yeah.
You know, you can't give up, and that was a great spiel to anyone who's looking to get in the industry, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. That is great advice. And I think I made notation of this one time before. Chris Richardson here in Virginia, he was actually a part of like a local open mic type of Virginia Idol type of competition. And week after week, you know, sometimes he wouldn't even have transportation and so forth. But he kept pushing and he kept pushing through. And I was like the African-American Simon of the bunch. And I said to him, don't matter if people don't accept you now, and they pay $10 to get in. It's when people are paying $50, $60, $100, $100, $200 tickets, and they make comments or make judgment about you then. That is more devastating than anything else. So you believe in you, and you put yourself at the top, and you raise the bar for yourself. So I guess last year he's been signed with Cash Money Records. You know, so I'm like, hey, Chris, don't forget me. Remember the black Simon, you know, Simon? You know, he hit me back on FB and was like, hey, thanks, you know, so very much, Miss Fabulous. I appreciate all the information. So I went to my knees to get to my neck to say this. Those were very encouraging words. And I hope that people and our listeners and our D-Hour family is taking notes, because those pearls were free. Those pearls were free.
Yeah,
I definitely look to see you in the rankings with the late, great Whitney Houston and Donna Summer, rest in peace, from my hometown, Boston, you know. And you're going to definitely be iconic. So I'm a fan, and continue.
You know what? That reminds me of one more thing. Watch and emulate the greats. Watch and emulate the people that have been legendary with what you're wanting to do. If you're a comedian, watch Richard Pryor. Watch Robin Harris. Watch Robin Williams. I mean, you know, whoever you aspire to be like, watch and emulate those people.
Absolutely. Steve Sharp, you have any closing comments for Steve Sharp might be having some technical difficulties, but Kim, I just, first of all, I don't know why. I know all the fans probably want to hear this. Definitely, I got to ask this. Are you working on your album right now?
You know, I am. As a matter of fact, I am going to be doing one of the songs on my album. I think it's going to drop in September. The album is going to be out next year, but the first song to drop, I believe, is going to be a song called Brand New Day. It's a dance song. And I'm going into the studio to do a cover of Evelyn Champagne King's I'm in Love.
Woo! Oh, wow.
I'm going to be
like
doing
that
tomorrow night.
Like
I'm going into the studio to do that tomorrow night. So,
I like that.
Yeah, that's going to be one, I think the only cover on the CD. But, yes, I am working on it. I am. And I also need to say, I'm also doing a gospel musical stage play called Let the Church Roll On. It's a Don B. Welch production starring Marla Gibbs and Jack A.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Christopher Williams. Remember Christopher Williams?
Yes, I remember him.
Yes.
Can I interject?
The light-skinned brother from New Jack City.
From New Jack City, exactly.
Oh, my God, I have to interject. This is almost like deja vu. I'm so sorry. But you know what? When you said that, I'm a playwright, for those who don't know, and I'm also an actress as well. And when you said Jack A and Chris, I had a flashback. I did a play with them about 7 years ago here in Virginia, and it was called Too Good to Let Go and The Man of Her Dreams. So they are fantastic. If you haven't had not had any experience with working with them alongside in that capacity, such genuine people. I have to say that. So
I,
a great,
you know, I have worked with Jack A. Back again about 10 years ago, and you know, I see her from time to time out, but I have not worked with Christopher Williams. I do remember going to see him in concert at one point when I was still living at my hometown of Memphis. And I can't wait to work with him, and I can't wait to – I just tweeted Jack A the other day saying, I can't wait to work with you again, girl. So
yes.
I am so jazzed and so looking forward to this.
Well, when you see Chris Kim, just let him know that I said I didn't really appreciate what Wesley Snipes told him in that movie, but it's okay.
I didn't either, and the knife through the hand, oh, my God.
Wow.
That was awful.
Wow. Let that go, D. Let that go, please. Let that go. Don't
Absolutely.
Wake him dreaming. He's dreaming. Don't wake him.
Well, you know, Kim, I definitely can't wait to hear the album. I know all the fans definitely can't wait to hear it. I mean, just knowing the type of talent that you have and knowing how much of a great singer you are, we all can't wait to hear the album. And definitely when it's time for the single to drop, mate, definitely send it our way. So I would love to put it in rotation. Absolutely.
I will definitely do that. Most definitely.
Absolutely. And Kim, I just want to say first and foremost, as far as myself, Miss Fabulous, C Sharp, and the rest of the D-Hour Show Network, we're so pleased and happy and blessed to have you join us on the show tonight. It was an incredible honor to talk to you. I loved watching you on The Voice. You're an incredible talent. And as far as we're concerned, the D-Hour Show is your home. Anytime you want to stop by, you want us to play your music, you want to hang out with us, the door is always open for you.
Thank you so much for that, G Slade. I really appreciate it. Thank you, C Sharp. Thank you, Miss Fabulous.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You guys, thank you for everything you do for the up-and-coming artists. We really appreciate it. We really do.
Absolutely. Now, Kim, if anybody want to talk to you or, you know, listen to your music online, where would they be able to find you?
They can listen to my music online at iTunes.com. You can also purchase it on CD Baby. You can, if you just want to take a listen, you can go to MySpace, although it's not purchasable from MySpace. But, yeah, definitely follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Kim Yarbrough. And my fan page is Kim Yarbrough fan page and Kim Yarbrough. I have two fan pages right now. So, yeah, unfortunately, I have 5,000 friends. So hit me up on my fan pages, and I'm always letting people know via those pages what I'm doing, what's dropping, what's going on, what new music they can expect, new videos, et cetera, et cetera.
And also for all the brothers out there, Kim is a model as well, so just so you know that.
Yes, I've been a plus-size model since, whew, I don't even want to say the year, but, yes, I've been doing it a long time.
And she's a beautiful model.
She's
beautiful, absolutely. Well,
thank
Kim,
you.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And continue to stay blessed and continue to keep doing your thing. And we're going to continue to keep supporting you and listening to your great music.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I'll keep listening to the D-Hour Show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
And you have a blessed night and enjoy the rest of your night. And also, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. I will. Have a safe one.
Thank you. You too, Kim. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slade. Got my girl, Miss Fabulous, in the building. That was the fantastic and the beautiful Miss Kim Yarbrough from the hit show, The Voice. Definitely make sure you guys check her out on Twitter, follow her on Twitter, and check out her fan pages, and then talk to her on Facebook as well. And definitely get ready for an icon because she's coming real soon, absolutely. Miss Fabulous. In the building.
Hey, fabulous, fabulous, I am. What's going on, G Slate?
Well, you know, Miss Fab, I'm just getting ready for this this wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I was telling everybody, I know everybody's gonna be barbecuing and relaxing and drinking Kool-Aid, and well, maybe that'll probably be me, but you know, whatever everybody's gonna be doing, just enjoy it. You know, please enjoy your Memorial Day weekend and. Please stay safe. Just put the guns up, you know, put the attitude up and just, you know, be safe and just enjoy family and friends. And let's not have any nonsense and no ridiculousness during this weekend. If you're going to drink, please stay please stay in the house or don't get behind the wheel. Don't do anything stupid. Just enjoy the family and friends and enjoy the environment you're going to be in. And let's not do anything that's going to cause anybody any death or anybody that's going to be hurt. So let's just have a safe weekend. Absolutely.
Yes, and you know the operative word in memorial is memory. So, you know, we
there
want you all to be around for us to
that's
come
right.
back and be listeners
right.
and live a long, prosperous life. Definitely.
Right.
So, respectfully, please drink just that. Respectfully.
Absolutely.
And thank you to
yeah.
our troops, our military.
Yeah.
We
yes.
almost forgot.
Yes.
To our military,
absolutely.
We applaud you, salute. Thank you.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. All those men and women out there. Laying down their lives to protect us and the country. Definitely big shout out and big ups to everybody that's in the military right now. You know,
yes.
keep saluting and, you know, just, you know, duck and stay away from the bullets and the missiles.
Yes.
Now, we're going to go ahead and kick off some more hits. We know we got the hits, all the amateur and the upcoming artists and celebrity hits all the time right here on the D Hour Show. It's my man Raheem Divine with Customer, and then we got coming up my man Q Parker from 112 with his hit Show You How right here on the D Hour Show. It's your boy D Slay, it's Miss Fabulous in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Hits, here we go.
Fabulous.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to love. Can I take your order? And you can have it your way.
Welcome, can I help you? Take a minute to read the menu. If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, take your time, I'll fill your order. I can never charge it or make caution. Caution, caution, cause the plate is hot. And I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal and your drink. You can find it all in me. I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place your order. Particular about what you like, so the customer is always right. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Have to show girl I'm quality. To the menu full of me, I got a real love policy. And I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal, your drink.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid, mayonnaise, all type of stuff.
Mango.
With my hair. Mango just whipped it. My hair is wet, y'all.
So Ebony, how you been doing? You're getting ready for your Memorial Day weekend?
Oh yeah, I was getting ready for my Memorial Day weekend. I took care of all the business as far as school. So, you know, this weekend I'm really gonna relax. I gotta work tomorrow. But this weekend I'm really gonna relax. I'm not going over nobody's house and none of that. I'm gonna get me a bottle of Moscato, 6-pack of Corona, some lime. I'm gonna sit back and chill in my house. If they wanna come see me, they coming over here. It's over this year.
That's real. That's now, Ebony. Hey, did you get a chance to see American Idol last night?
No, I was actually studying for homework. I didn't get a chance to see it. I saw the Dancing with the Stars joints, the winners. But tell me about it. I know you stay on top of that.
What did you think about Dancing with the Stars? What do you think about Donald Driver winning?
I thought it was cool. I really thought it was cool. I wasn't upset that those two won. I felt like he deserved it. She's sassy too. When she danced, she is sassy. My girlfriend was saying that she was stiff, but I think it was cool that they won.
But you know, I noticed too with Dancing with the Stars, a lot of the athlete brothers been winning though. A lot of the athletes have definitely been doing incredible on America. You know, on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, I guess that says a lot about athletes. You know, they were definitely
a lot of our athletes. I'd rather see them go on and do something positive like that than, you know, murk themselves off or end up in a hotel with a 16-year-old. I'm more happy to see the athletes go and do Dancing with the Stars and have some fun, because when they're on the field and when they're on the court, you know, they don't really get to express themselves like that type of life. And celebrity, period, you know, so I really think it's a positive thing. Even when Master P went on there, it was funny to me, but I just thought it was cool.
And, you know, also, too, I just want to say I'm sorry to all the Laker and Kobe Bryant fans out there. You guys didn't get an opportunity to go to the finals this year. So I'm so sorry about that. I really don't know what happened. But, you know, it looks like OKC had their number, and as usual, Kobe Bryant wasn't happy and was, you know, going off on the teammates like it was just all their fault. So, you know, of course.
Two words.
Yes,
Preseason. I'm a die-hard Lakers fan. We be playing that basketball. Don't even worry about it. It's okay. Now, what about Kobe? It's the sixth man, so let's get that straight now.
Hey, you know what, Miss Fabulous? You know what, though?
Right.
I saw an ad somebody had put on Facebook. It was so funny. It was an ad where it was Kobe. It was Michael and it was two. It was Michael and Scottie, and they were sitting there laughing with each other. And in the caption, it said, "Kobe a fool." He said, how can I get, he said something about, why can't I get two rings like you? I mean, why can't I get six rings? He said, why can't I get six rings like you? And then it was another one. where it was Kobe and Michael in the picture. And it said, man, how can I get six rings like you? And Michael's words in the caption was, you know, how was you able to get six rings? And Michael said, I passed the ball.
You know what? I'm not going to laugh. Considering the fact that I'm on the clock right now and you are the program manager and director and founder, I'm going to bite my tongue and eat my curry chicken. That's all I'm going to do right now.
Eat my curry chicken.
That's it. But that's not fabulous. That's not the business.
Oh, man. You know what? And you know, real quick, I was looking at I was looking at this video. I just don't understand people sometimes. You know, I was looking at this video on YouTube, and I see these guys out fishing, and they put the video on Yahoo, And these guys, and then next thing you know, a great white shark comes up, and the great white, of course, is huge, and it's eating at the fish that they're trying to pull in into the boat, and they're laughing, and, oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, it's a great white. Look at it, man. And then they're touching all on it, and, oh, this is just so wonderful. Yeah, it's always wonderful until the great white take a bite out your ass. Then it's not wonderful no more.
Yes. Remember the what was the crocodile guy or the he said, look, it's just the baby. He's so nice. I just can't believe it. Just settle down. Look over there slowly. Oh my, can't believe it. Look at him. He's just transitioning. And next thing you know, he ends up presenting the story with two hands. And then when he comes back on the next segment, he has a bandage. I'm like, really, yo? No, I'm just petting him. Okay, walking closer. Come in closer. What camera person? Really, dude? Really? Oh, no.
But isn't it ironic that the crocodile hunter died from a stingray?
Yes, but yeah, the crocodile hunter, he's just a baby.
Or you would always hear him say, this right here is really dangerous. You don't want to be doing this at home, but I'm going to touch him right now. You know, I mean, he's telling everybody in danger, you should, you shouldn't be touching him. This is really dangerous, but I'm going to go for it.
If I had a stuffed animal with teeth, I'm not even going to get within a certain amount of feet. Okay, stuffed animal. Right. Did you hear what I said? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, you go right ahead. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
but you know what? We would sit on the sideline and we would film it too. We would sit on the sideline and watch and say, look at this. Watch it.
You know we would watch it too.
Gonna bite his head off.
You know we would watch it too. It's
Block Talk Radio.
It's your boy D Spade. Got my girl Miss Fabulous and my girl Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio. We're in the wind down time right now. We're getting ready to get on up out here. I want to thank so much. Thank Kim Yarbrough for joining us tonight from the Voice. Incredible talent, incredible voice. And make sure you guys definitely check her out on Twitter, on Facebook. We're getting ready to drop our new album coming out next year, so make sure you guys keep your ears locked for that. And just keep it going. Keep tuning into the D-Hour show every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And starting next month, like I said, it'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Saturday. Make sure you guys keep it locked. We got more show for you coming up on Saturday. As always, keep listening, keep loving. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Thank God it's Friday tomorrow, so I know people are going to be happy. So, guys, please be safe. Miss Fabulous, what do you want to say to the people?
Definitely, I want to say it was a thrill, it was an honor, it was a blessing being able to speak with the beautiful, the very talented Kim Yarbrough this evening and being able to reflect on previous Memorial Days. It is a blessing to have your feet to touch the ground, to be able to have breath in your air. And remember, do not count your problems. Always count your blessings. And most importantly, if you're going to drink or if you're going to intake with adult spirits, make sure you do that with responsibility, because we definitely want you to be around to be able to tune into the D-Hour show, but most importantly, we want you to live, laugh, and love. This is Miss Fabulous signing off. Remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. Ha, 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 fabulous.
There it is, right here. We'll see you guys on Saturday, D-Hour show. We out.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.